Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
All right, so this was, we watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and it is probably one of the most unhinged fucking movies you've ever seen in your life. You know, you got Pee-wee, who we can't decide whether or not he's, you know, an adult with Asperger's or he's just, like,
insane.
You know,
because, like, I mean, he goes through that that moment in the basement where he's describing everything.
Yeah, he's like
a crazy person. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, well, I think Pee-wee's a fucking serial killer.
Yep, and they all get fucking terrified of him. But yeah, this movie is fucking insane. You know, I grew up watching Pee-wee a little bit.
Yeah, it's good to drink and watch Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's a fun time.
Yeah, you said my dad told me one time that... So my dad was the one that showed me this movie, right? And when he showed me this movie, I thought it was really fascinating, honestly. I didn't really know much about it when I was a kid because I just started watching Pee-wee a little bit. But he kind of set it up. He was like, hey, me and my buddies went and watched this in theaters. And I just looked and saw the movie came out in 85. So my dad would have been like in his mid-20s. But he said that he got really fucked up with his friends and they went and watched this movie. And I'm like, damn, this actually would be a fucking good movie to see in theaters. Like, fucked up on something.
Dude, when you watch Pee-wee's Playhouse when you're drunk as hell,
yeah,
it's a great show.
Yeah, it's a fucking
Hey, Jambi!
It's a fucking acid trip. Yeah, Jambi wasn't even in this fucking movie.
Yeah, and I love how he pulled a Doc Brown with his house and everything.
Yeah, and the fucking obvious, like, you know what was funny about that whole sequence in the beginning where he was making breakfast, or it was making his breakfast? You could obviously tell that most of that shit was props. Like, he had a prop orange. He had a prop toast that magically became real toast after it came out.
Yeah, and then I love how he pours all that Mr. T cereal.
Yep. And then he does that thing that me and you joke about all the time where they'll make like a giant breakfast. They'll take one little bite and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm full.
Yeah, he like took a couple forks full of Mr. T cereal and he's like, oh, I'm famished.
Yeah, so we're thinking like Mr. T cereal probably is a shittier version of Captain Crunch or something.
Yeah, like it doesn't cut the inside of your mouth, but it has the same consistency of like corn pops.
Yep, pretty much. I gotta have my pops.
You know, looking back on that breakfast cereal when I had it again as an adult, I'm like, how the fuck did I eat this?
Well, you know what it was? It's not the same if it's not in the aluminum packaging. If it's in like regular plastic, it's no good.
Oh yeah, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, we also found out that not only is Pee-wee possibly
autistic,
you know, I'm autistic too, that's kind of funny. he also might have an eating disorder.
Yeah. And he listens to his scale for advice in the morning.
Yeah, so he may or may not be superstitious.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced, though, that every one of his neighbors, like, kind of just feels bad for him. The whole neighborhood knows. They're like, oh, well, there goes Pee-wee again.
Yeah, I love how the neighbor's just like, you know, the neighbor, he always prepares for Pee-wee to water his plants. His plants that he doesn't even really have, to be honest with you.
He washes the props on his lawn.
Yeah. And then you were talking about how, like, his house next door has probably got water damage from it.
Yeah, I think that the whole neighborhood's just kind of sick of him. Like, they thought having a celebrity over in their neighborhood would be really fun. But then they're like, you know, Pee-wee's a little fucking unhinged.
Understandable. You know, I will say, you know, that whole town, they've probably just accepted the fact that he's in that town. And,
yeah,
you know, also the fact that, you know, he doesn't seem to know what he's doing half the time. It seems like the thing is like, maybe he makes money, you know,
I think I like you. I like our theory when we were making fun of it at the beginning, we're like, you know, there's like a doctor who supervises him. He's got Asperger, like a really severe case of Asperger's they're studying. So they gave him a house and a show and they're like, oh wow. You know what I mean? He's kind of a celebrity, but kind of retarded.
Yeah, and his, like, nemesis is kind of like him a little bit, too. Like, he's definitely on the spectrum, too.
He looks like one of those. He looks like one of those fat kids that always had the bowl cut.
Yep.
And ate too much candy.
Yep.
And paste.
Yep. His dad babies the fuck out of him.
They have a Japanese professional wrestler who was trained by Stu Hart living in their house.
Yep. Taking a bath and, like, you know, like a swimming pool.
He's in his bath. I hope you fucking drain that thing for that disgusting whale.
How often do you think they refill it?
Oh, God. I feel like daily. I feel like he shits himself.
So bad.
He looks like one of those kids who shits himself.
I love it. You know, I will say one of the funniest things about this whole fucking movie is the fact that everybody in this town and just like just entertain this bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the magic store is literally funded by Pee-wee.
Yep, that's what you're saying. I mean, like, and then, you know, he chains his bike up to that, you know, that clown prop, and, you know, and then, you know, he's about to, like, remember he was, like, literally looking around in the store, and then it looked like he was about to scare that woman off, and then, yeah. and then the guy's like, oh, shit, I gotta distract him real quick, and he, like...
he's like, stop harassing my customers, Pee-wee.
Yep. And then we find his love interest, who, you know... obviously is really into him for whatever reason. I guess she likes to have sex with like
mentally challenged guys.
Yeah.
And so, I feel like that's a fetish somewhere. It's like some girl is like, you know, I just like fucking retarded guys.
Yeah, it might be. And she's always trying to get with him. And he's just like, by the way, just to add to this, we saw like probably not really, they're probably not from the movie Rad, but it looked like there was characters from the movie Rad yeah. in this. I'm pretty sure Rad came out 2 years later, but
I thought it came maybe 2 years prior.
I think Rad came out in 87. This movie came out in 85.
Makes sense.
So maybe they were like, you know, maybe some producer saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Those guys look cool. We should do a movie about that. That'd yeah. be rad. We'll call it Rad.
Kids really love bikes and skateboarding, but yeah. let's make a movie about bikes.
Yep.
Dirt bikes.
Yeah, so pretty much the whole, like, literally just to kind of sum up the whole movie, it's about Pee-wee getting his bike stolen. Francis steals his bike, obviously. I mean, a fucking moron can figure that out. And basically, like...
I love how he hired a greaser. Like, the greaser, the stereotypical greaser yeah. kid. What's gonna cost you?
Yeah, he's like, give me the dough. And he gives him the dough, and he's just like, see you later. Flunk, what does he call him?
I think a chump or flunky or something.
Yeah.
Though my favorite scene is when he's in the car with the criminal.
Yeah.
With Mike, and he's like, and they get dressed up real quick in those disguises for the checkpoint.
Yeah. In a matter of 5 seconds, by the way.
And you know, it's like at no point, you know, as a cop, you know, I mean, I know it's a movie, but it's like they were just like, oh, well, that guy's got he's dating a tranny. It's the 80s. I guess that's what people do now.
Yep. And then I love how that scene at the very end when they're driving off and he goes, oh, glad we got away. And then he looks over and he looks at Pee-wee like moving around in the fucking drag, and he just kind of smiles, and then it cuts to night. So we're like, what happened in between that time period?
I know, right? Like, he was really looking at Pee-wee like he was gonna fuck him.
Yeah, it was really weird. And Pee-wee's driving the car, and he, like, you know, drives off the road because Pee-wee, you know, he shouldn't be driving, obviously.
We learned that when he went to the biker club.
Well, yeah, I remember
Satan's helpers.
and then you know, I loved it when he went to that alley scene before he went on this trip, and the guys were like, like, this is our turf, and he hisses at him, and you're like, oh, shit, it's Pee-wee.
It's Pee-wee. Give me 50%. We don't have it, Pee-wee.
Yeah, and then I like how the palm reader also does your taxes, too.
Yeah. I mean, if she's going to do anything right, I would hope she does the taxes right.
Yeah. But getting back to the overall plot, I'll just go ahead and state it real quick. It's basically Pee-wee gets his bike stolen. He goes on this great adventure to try to find, you know, wacky adventure to try to find his bike. And then he gets a movie deal at the end of the movie. And that's honestly the entire fucking movie.
Yeah. And then, what was it? Josh Brolin's dad.
Yeah. Plays James Brolin plays Pee-wee.
James Brolin playing Pee-wee in the Pee-wee Herman action movie.
Yep. It's pretty ridiculous because you get to see these multiple different characters throughout the movie. Like when he gets picked up by Large Marge, and then they do like the stop motion like scare like that. Apparently that scene scared a lot of kids back in the day.
Good.
When I first saw it. Yeah, I know, right? They need to get their shit scared. And basically, like, there's that scene, and then there's the scene, you know, that other iconic scene where they're in front of the dinosaurs. Apparently that's a very iconic place out in California. And you know, then he meets the waitress. The waitress is big, dumpy looking, Bluto looking motherfucking.
Yeah, he looks looks like your stereotypical like truck driver type of guy back in the 80s. And, you know, he ran a lot and pretty fast for a big guy.
Yep. And he gets chased. Pee-wee, like, tries to find the Alamo, finds the Alamo, and he's like, oh, is there a basement in the Alamo? Because that's what the psychic told him. And then she's like,
everyone just laughs at him.
She goes, no, there's no, what do you talk about, Staley? There's no
basement in the Alamo. And then everybody's laughing him out of the fucking Alamo, like, God, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, and then they have no idea that he actually is, like, probably mentally challenged.
Like I said, I'm always trying to figure out, it's like the Sarah Silverman show, right?
Yeah.
When that came out, I was always trying to figure out if Sarah Silverman was supposed to be like mentally retarded.
I don't know.
I think she is in real life, but
yeah, probably so.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah,
I love the biker scene.
Yeah, the biker scene. He goes to the biker scene, and he basically turns the bikers into liking him, and then.
Satan's helpers.
He basically does this stupid little dance
to the tequila song. They were going to kill him, and then they're like, oh, you know what? I think he might just be retarded, guys. I feel bad for him.
He almost got raped by that biker chick, too.
Yeah, she was like, I get him first. Pee-wee's like, I don't know what this means.
Yep, that's the story of Pee-wee's life. And then basically when he's in the hospital after, you know, wrecking the motorbike that they were trying to put him on.
Insane Clown Posse shows up to give him nightmares.
Yep, and then he wakes up, sees the bike on TV, and he's like, oh, I gotta go to Hollywood.
My bike!
Yeah. And then he goes to fucking Hollywood, and when he's in Hollywood, he breaks onto the Warner Brothers set, which I'm pretty sure Warner Brothers made this fucking film, so that's where they had access to that.
Have you ever wanted to watch, like, how they have the films inside of movies? Have you ever wanted to watch one of those movies?
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch the Pee-wee's Big Adventure with Josh Brolin's dad.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good movie. I would totally watch that.
Right? I love how they dubbed over Pee-wee's voice, because he kept fucking up, I bet.
Yeah, because, like, you know, Paul Rubens was playing Pee-wee in a movie, and he was actually, I think Paul Rubens did a really good job being a character who's not an actor in a movie. I think he really nailed it, honestly.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking awesome. But
oh, really?
Yeah, he gets a movie deal, but they're in the chase scene that they have in this movie where he steals his bike back after he dresses up as a nun. By the way, we see one of the brothers from from the Wonder Years.
Yeah,
not Fred Savage, the other one. And we also see we also get to see cameos from different movies. Mm-hmm. We see a cameo from some kind of Santa Claus movie. We see a cameo from some kind of surfer movie. And out of all fucking cameos, Godzilla.
Yeah, the Godzilla movie. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I love how he just rolls through, destroys everything.
Yep.
And then run into Dee Snider and Twisted Sister.
Yep, runs into them. And they also, like, has a moment where they parody E.T.,
Yeah, that's right.
They always got to do that back in those days.
Spielberg, I wonder if he gets any royalties from that.
Probably does every time they do it. But then, you know, we get to the very end of the movie, and there's this weird scene at the end where they're playing it at a drive-in theater, and Pee-wee is, like, going around talking to people and giving them...
Basically everyone he ran into during the trip and giving them, like, candies and snacks.
Yeah, I didn't see the bikers there, though.
Yeah, they were there. They were wearing suits for once.
Oh, yeah.
He threw the chocolate bars up in the air, and they got, like, all really excited.
Yeah,
that's right. He met all those homeless guys. They're like, hey, look, Pee-wee, we got box seats. Ha, 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 ha. What did they pay you to do this film? They're probably, like, really dying.
Yeah, and then we cut to, like, we get to see the girl that, like, went to France, the waitress. She apparently wanted to go to France. She apparently got herself a French boyfriend.
And Pee-wee got them French fries at the snack bar.
Yeah, and then Pee-wee tries to break his crook friend that he met in the beginning, too.
Mike.
Yeah.
I got you a foot long, wink, wink. It looks right into it. It's like, thanks, Pee-wee. Thanks for trying.
Yeah. And hey. Not going to get arrested for anything.
He's Pee-wee Herman. I think, you know... I don't wonder. It's like, if you're an accessory to a crime, you know, someone's gonna probably tell us one day. If you're an accessory to crime, but you're not, like, mentally stable, does that still count? Like, I mean, like, if you're, like, severely autistic or something, like, are you really gonna be, like, arrested? I mean, imagine putting a guy with, like, Asperger's in a level 5 prison yard.
Yeah, good point. Probably wouldn't go too well.
Or he might start dancing, and they might be like, oh, you know, he's entertainment.
Yeah, so we're not going to kill him now. But yeah, the very end of the movie is him and the girl basically ride off in this, not the sunset, at night in front of the fucking movie theater and on their bikes. And, you know, we never find out if he's going to fuck her or not. Probably not, though.
He's probably
not.
He probably doesn't want to. He's playing hard to get, which is also confusing.
Yeah. So that's that was Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was a very much a classic back in the day. It's, you know, we'll talk about the dumb, cool, and weird about Pee-wee's, you know, Big Adventure. You know, what was dumb
that's
about
that? That's a lot to unpack, all right?
Yeah.
What
was dumb?
Well, okay. It's just like, it's Pee-wee's Playhouse in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go over the clearly dumb things. I mean, the man's got brain damage from getting thrown off a bull while bull riding, ramming himself right into a sign with a motorcycle. You know, he's got delusions of the Insane Clown Posse. He's doing a whole Doc Brown, like, mechanized breakfast thing in the morning, and he's just... That pancake batter had to be sitting out all night.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to give himself food poisoning, for one.
Yeah.
He forgot his dog that whole time. Yep. Like, that scene where his dog is, like, barking at him through the phone, and he's like, it's like, all right, Spec, I understand. Like... The dog's like pissed.
Yeah.
I think that was definitely the weirdest part of the film where he's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about you. Mm-hmm. You know, my dog.
Yeah. It is dumb. I mean, cause when you really think about it, you know, what makes it dumb, even more dumb for me is he basically went across the country to find this bike. And in reality, like, most of the shit, he would have been stopped multiple times in many different ways, and the adventure would have been over. That's why it's dumb. But I also realize it's a fucking ridiculous ass concept to begin with. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about the cool. What's cool about this movie?
Okay, the cool part was definitely the scene where he was going through Warner Brothers.
Mm.
That was probably one of my favorite scenes, and it was just cool because like he went through all these movie.
Mm, yeah.
All these movie sets, mm-hmm. just destroying them. Like, I mean, he's pedaling away, and everybody is on golf carts, motorbikes, and bicycles chasing this man, and he's kicking their ass.
Mm.
And then he runs into Dee Snider. That's cool.
Yeah, I would say the cool thing about this movie is all the cameos. A lot of cameos from a lot of actors. Like
Phil Hartman at the end.
Yeah, like actors. You know, Phil Hartman wrote this movie, too. He co-wrote it.
Yeah.
But like... That's what I love about this movie too. Is it's I think what's really cool is there's so many cameos from so many different types of people that you've seen in movies sometimes as background characters.
And yeah,
it's cool that they all got like bigger roles in this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then let's talk about the weird. In my opinion, the weirdest part about this whole movie is that scene with Large Marge.
Yeah, that is a pretty weird scene. Honestly, I would say that. I guess I'm gonna still say the weirdest scene for me is when he's. Is when he's saving the pet shop. He releases the monkey and he's like, help me! Help me!
Yeah.
And he keeps looking at the snakes like, I'm not saving you.
Not saving the snakes. He saves them at the end out of pity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is weird. Large Marge is weird. That scene's weird. I also thought the...
Especially when he goes to the bar at like the truck stop and he's like, Large Marge has been dead for 10 years.
Yeah, you know what else is weird? That scene where he's asleep and the claymation stop motion Tyrannosaurus Rex eats his bike.
You know what? The Insane Clown Posse looking dream with that, the clowns. That was weird. That
was weird as shit too.
It's like his bike's getting surgery, then it dies, and all of a sudden, you know, Francis is there saying, "Burn the bike."
You know, the whole concept of Pee-wee is weird. You know, because like,
who gave him that show?
I don't know where this whole concept came from. I mean, maybe I need to dig into it a little bit more. But like, the whole concept of an adult man child is just so ridiculous to me.
It is, but it's like I was saying, it's kind of like a band, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he's got his own brand, off of being Pee-wee. But I mean, now he's gonna be Pee-wee for everything. He was Pee-wee. When he was doing the crack commercials in the 80s, this is crack. It's a highly addictive drug. And I was expecting him to like to go past like, you know, the little voice Pee-wee to go in like, don't smoke crack. Yeah. It'll make your brain feel funny.
Yeah, it was weird that because I've seen that commercial and it's weird how he's got such a straight face when he's saying that too.
And he's talking like Pee-wee sort of.
Yeah. This is crack. This also known is as crack. Also known as
crack cocaine. Yeah. Crank. They're like, man, he really needs to get out of the debacle from jerking off in that movie theater.
He's like, it ain't glamorous.
It's not glamorous.
But it's fun! And Paul Reubens is dead, by the way.
Yes.
Which is sad because actually he's a pretty good damn actor, man.
He was.
He every movie he just ran with shit. Like in Blow, he did a really good job in the movie Blow.
It's weird seeing him in serious movies when he's not Pee-wee.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch Batman Returns like some point, but we started to watch that and then we saw Paul Reubens as,
and that's why we went to Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, it was like, oh shit, we gotta watch that movie.
My son's a monster. He looks like a penguin.
But that was Pee-wee's big adventure based off Pee-wee's Playhouse, which is a fucking acid trip. So if you ever get a chance, watch Pee-wee's Playhouse. If you ever get a chance, watch this fucking movie because it's pretty unhinged.
It's great.
So as always, go fuck yourself, go love yourself, and do what you gotta do.
Stay sexy, Atlanta.
Thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird Podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's gonna be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.